So, Julie, have you ever been on TV?
No, but my dad was years ago.
Oh.
What happened was that a TV producer walked into my grandmother's shop and asked her if she'd let my aunt take part in this quiz show called The Big Question.
Uh-huh.
He'd seen her working in the shop, and I suppose he thought she'd look good on TV. Anyway, when she was asked, she said no.
Oh.
She said she was afraid she'd get too nervous and be unable to speak when they asked her questions. My elder sister, who was only 11 at the time, told her she should go because it was the chance of a lifetime. But she wouldn't change her mind.
Oh, so then what happened?
Well, at that moment, my dad walked in, overheard the argument, and said that if she didn't want to go, he'd be happy to go himself. Anyway, the producer agreed. And a couple of weeks later, my father took a hired car, ours was very old and he didn't trust it, and drove to the TV studios. I don't think he trusted the trains to arrive on time either.
So he risked getting caught in the traffic instead.
That's right. Anyway, when he got there, he'd got his suit, but he realised that he hadn't remembered to bring a tie.
Oh.
So he asked the producer if he could borrow one.
And did he study at all for the show? You know, by reading encyclopedias and so on?
Not at all. I don't think we even had an encyclopedia in the house. He told me later that the only thing he'd done was spend a few evenings watching quiz shows on TV, so he'd know what to expect.
Mm.
My dad is not one of those people who's in the habit of studying, really.
And who were the other competitors? Were they people like him?
Well, what he told me was that before the show, he waited with the other participants in a place called the Green Room, where they chatted to each other and were given something to eat and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he said he was quite impressed because the other two competitors were both quite smartly dressed and looked very academic.
Ooh.
In fact, one of them was a university teacher. The other wasn't, though. He turned out to be a bus driver.
And what sort of questions did they have to answer?
As far as I remember, all the questions they had to answer were on general knowledge. Nothing specialist, if you see what I mean. But I still think my dad felt quite lucky to be able to answer his, because he managed to beat both the other contestants.
Fantastic. And what was the presenter like? Was he, you know, aggressive or anything?
No, he wasn't. At least during the programme, he wasn't. My dad said that he was really charming. But as soon as the show had ended, he stopped being friendly and left without talking to any of the contestants again.
Oh.
Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it?
It does. Anyway, did your father win a lot of money and become a millionaire or something?
No, he didn't become a millionaire, but he did win a few prizes. There was a big television, I remember, and a big fluffy elephant, which he gave to me. They were pretty impressive prizes for us then, so we were all very happy. I kept the elephant for years, till I was at least 16, but then it went to a jumble sale.
And would you like to take part in a quiz show?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm hooked on them, and I'm always phoning in to try and win some of the prize money. No luck so far, though.
Well, keep trying.
Yeah.